Hare Krishna, this is the description of Department of Spiritual Care. The world scenario is such that spiritual care is mostly limited to end-of-life care and palliative care, and mostly for those who are terminally ill. Most spiritual care is actually emotional care. It is not actually spiritual care, but caring the patients for their emotional upliftment. Most spiritual care in the world is provided only on demand. It is not provided by default. So from this point of view, the mission statement of Bhaktivedanta Hospital was developed, which is as follows: with love and devotion, we will offer everyone the modern, scientific and holistic healthcare service based on true awareness and understanding of the needs of body, mind and soul. Bhaktivedanta model of spiritual care is based on MATCH formula. M-A-T-C-H. M stands for mercy, H stands for austerity, T stands for truthfulness, C stands for cleanliness, H stands for holy name. So this MATCH formula is derived from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the incidents of Parikshit Maharaj and the bull and the cow event. The spiritual care is based on these principles of giving the holy name, maintaining inner and external cleanliness, providing knowledge of the truth, following rules and regulations, and all this care is offered with compassion and care. The spiritual care is directed towards the soul through the body, to the living force pervading in every entity, to the living force which is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And through the medium of body and mind, the spiritual care is provided to the spirit soul, to all the human beings which come in the form of patients in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. The MATCH formula of spiritual care of Bhaktivedanta Hospital is a generic formula. It is universally adoptable and acceptable. It covers all patients from minor ailments to terminal illness to death. In other words, the model of spiritual care of Bhaktivedanta Hospital is provided from womb to tomb, right from birth to the last stage of life. In technical terms, it is provided in outpatient departments, to inpatient departments, to operation theatres, to maternity centres, to intensive care units of all kinds. And there are special plans to develop the nursing students, the medical students, the students of diploma in clinical research into trained expert spiritual caregivers. The spiritual care is divided into five different types. One of the general spiritual care is through the atmosphere. We have specially vibrant spiritual atmosphere as a policy, and this atmosphere is led by the chaplains. In other words, they are spiritual caregivers. We have 24 hours the holy chants of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and prayers that are broadcasted through more than 250 pipeline speakers, centrally controlled by the amplifier. We have a beautiful beautiful spiritual ambient temple of Lord Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra, and Lord Nitai Chaitanya Vaidya. It's a beautifully decorated temple where routine worships go on, routine offerings of food is done to the Lord, routine prayers are conducted, gatherings are done. There is sanctified vegetarian karma-free food which is available in the cafeteria of the hospital, which is called as Annakshetra. This Annakshetra or the special cafeteria provides full diet, which is sanctified vegetarian karma-free food for normal people who are like visitors and their relatives of the patient. Also, for the inpatients who are admitted, food is provided from our cafeteria, which is divided into 14 different medical diets. All the food is offered to the Lord in the another temple specially located in the kitchen of the cafeteria. The chaplains are about 25 in number. They act as philosophers, friends and guides to the patients. The speciality of Bhaktivedanta Hospital is even the doctors, the nurses and employees, totally around 250 out of 1500 employees are practicing spiritualists. They practice chanting the holy name and follow four regulative principles and are regular devotees. Even the trustees and the managers and the directors of the hospital are essentially practicing spiritualists. They are all initiated disciples of Guru in the institutes of ISKCON, and they practice this spirituality for more than 20 years. Such are our trustees and our managers and our directors. The atmosphere especially is very special. There is no commercial television in the whole hospital premises. The hospital does not allow smoking or alcohol intake or drugs intake or chewing tobacco, nicotine, any of these kinds of intoxications. Even we don't provide tea and coffee to our staff, patients or relatives. We have a strict dress code for employees and strict code for hairstyle, which is conducive for our spiritual goal and spiritual atmosphere. Our hospital is essentially a silent zone for helping the patients heal faster in a beautiful, silent and spiritualized atmosphere. We have active engagements for patients and staff through prayers, collective prayers, bedside prayers, and through conducting various festivals like Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Rath Yatra, Govardhan Puja, etc. We have open work culture with harmony and approachability, which is free from all kinds of politics and stress. And there is a provision of on-duty spiritual lessons for our staff members and on-duty four-time prayers of Shikshashtakam, a session of 10 minutes four times a day, where we gather the staff of that shift and recite the prayers, give a small 5-minute purport to a particular verse read on that day. So this is our vibrant spiritual atmosphere. The patients who come in the hospital, who don't know about the hospital, they feel, when we did a generic survey from independent body, the first impression after coming in the hospital, that patients say, majority of patients said that God is here. They feel the presence of God in the vibrancy of the atmosphere. The second most feedback the patients gave on entering the hospital, they feel peaceful. And the third feedback that the patients gave, that on entering the hospital, they feel that we will not be cheated here. We will get cure. We will get healed in this atmosphere. So this kind of confidence is developed as soon as they come in the spiritually vibrant atmosphere. The type of spiritual care that we give is generic in nature, which means it doesn't belong to any particular religion like Hindu, Christianity or Islam or Buddhism or Sikhism. It deals with the soul and it deals with the Lord, who is the father of all the living entities. There is no particular emphasis of particular way of religiosity in offering the spiritual care here. Second of most important essential feature of spiritual care is that it is voluntary. It is not forced on the patient because they are in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. It is provided based on the need and the desire of the patient, respecting the individual spirituality and individual religion of the patient. Essentially, all the spiritual care is offered free of charge. We do not charge the patient for the visits of our chaplains. Whatever activity happens on the visit of our chaplains is free of charge. The spiritual care which is provided to the patients in Bhaktivedanta Hospital is available to all, which means it is available to atheistic people who do not believe in God, all the way to most spiritually advanced people, because we receive patients of all kinds. Those may be agnostics, some of them may be atheistic, some of them may be very spiritually advanced, saintly people. So we have some package for each and every kind of person. Basically, it is kindness and compassion and care that is shown through our activities and words. It is not to impose our ways of spirituality on our patients. Spiritual care formula is based on counseling and prayers as per the religious faith of the patient. We will go to the details of now. First item was the spiritual ambience or the atmosphere of the hospital. Second part is who are the recipients of spiritual care. The first and foremost focus is providing spiritual care to our patients. So essentially we have three verticals that we have designed. One is a vertical of bridging, second is a vertical of counseling, and third is a vertical of outreach, providing spiritual care through social media and other platforms. The vertical of bridging essentially means to connect the patient or anybody walking in the hospital to the Lord or to the concept of spirituality. So it is bridging means we connect them to the concept of spiritual care, inspire them to think about spirituality. Once the bridging is done, then the vertical of counseling comes in action. The patient may ask many questions regarding life, regarding soul, regarding the journey of life, and regarding direct questions about their personal lives. So there, at that point, counseling activity starts. Counseling activity is based on the query, the inquisitiveness of the patient. It is given very sensitively and compassionately, keeping the medical condition of the patients in mind. If the patient is having some severe pain or some discomfort, he is just visited by the spiritual chaplains and asked for the well-being. And whenever the patient is ready, receptive, inquisitive, the counseling is provided as per the comfort of the patient. Sometimes there is some intense counseling required. Sometimes counselings are provided at bedside. Sometimes the counseling are provided by calling the patient who is ambulatory down to the office of counseling of the spiritual care department. As per the need and the requirement of the patient, the counseling is provided. The outreach vertical essentially works on providing spiritual knowledge to the masses through the social media, providing answers to many generic spiritual questions, solving spiritual queries, putting up posts, putting up informations on social media, conducting lectures and putting them on the website or the social media platforms. Essentially, the patient spiritual care is divided in two parts. One is spiritual care at the outpatient area, where people come for few hours or maybe 1 or 2 hours, take consultation of doctor, and they go. There our people connect with them. When their main work of consultation of doctor, buying medicines, doing tests is done, then they are contacted and some information is given. Majority of volume of spiritual care occurs in inpatient area, where patients are admitted with us. They are provided spiritually sanctified food, which is lacto-vegetarian diet, and it is called prasadam. All kinds of diets provided to the patient 6 times a day are all food that is offered to the Lord in love and devotion. To all the patients who are admitted, there is a temple down, if they can come down, but most people are stuck to the bed. So another temple is developed where the lordships are sitting on the mobile temple, and they are moved around to meet all the outpatients and all those who are inpatients in all kinds of ward. It goes from bed to bed, and patients offer flowers, patients offer lamps at particular times, they offer prayers. We offer prayers for the patient, patient offer prayers to the Lord, and patients also offer flowers with a prayer, and they receive prasadam. The direct spiritual care begins with lifestyle assessment, and through lifestyles there are many openings in which the discussion starts to change the lifestyle, to eat at right time, to sleep at right time, to drink right. And the guidance begins immediately after the lifestyle assessment is done. Then there is bedside counseling as per the need and questions of the patient. Then as per the readiness of the patients, there is induction of chanting. The patients are taught chanting of the holy names, meditation. Prayers are done for the patients at bedside. Prayers are done by the patient. Also, they are taught. Special category of patients are those who are pregnant ladies who are carrying babies in their womb. They are given Garbha Samskar. It's a very elaborate program where the mothers are guided how to spiritually train the child, give them spiritual cultivation right in the womb from the time of pregnancy, and what to chant, what to eat, what not to eat, what to hear, what not to hear. Many kinds of audio visuals are provided to the patient to train the child in the womb and to give them spiritual ambience. At the time of delivery, spiritual care assistant ladies are right there next to the lady who is delivering a baby to give her support, to give her strength, to chant for her, to pray for her, to give her support and strength. And then when the baby is delivered, special prayers are offered immediately after birth to the baby as per the desire and sanction of the mother. And then all throughout the periods of lactation, the mother is taught how to focus, how to pray, how to be prayerful while feeding the baby, how to be exclusive in the activity of breastfeeding with meditation and prayerfulness and chanting the holy names. So it's a full package of antenatal care, Garbha Samskar, delivery and lactation where spiritual care is provided. Another group of patients, which are surgical patients who are undergoing any operations, major, minor, supra major, all these patients are provided pre-operative counseling They are given consolations, they are given inspiration, they are given strength. Then during operation, the holy name is resounding in the operation theaters very mildly. Doctors are hearing the holy name while operating. Patients are under the atmosphere of the holy name. When the patient recovers from anesthesia in the recovery room, the spiritual care assistant, the chaplain who was present before operation, is also available after operation to help the patient come out of the anesthesia, to give consolation and comfort. So this is pre-operative, operative and post-operative group of spiritual care. Special spiritual care plans are there for cancer patients who are very intensely ill. We provide also palliative care in which spiritual care is incorporated. Cancer patients are very much intensely sick. They are in deep pain and they are in the fear of life and death. So special attention and specially designated people provide spiritual care to all the cancer patients in cancer ward. When they turn into palliative care patients and hospice patients, there is a special program for providing spiritual care to them. And there is another program of end-of-life spiritual care. It is a specially designed program by Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Department of Spiritual Care, where various kinds of assistance is given to the patient and to the relatives to be fearless, to prepare and to face the end of life very bravely, happily and with full preparation. Finally, remembering the Lord and bidding farewell to the patient from this world. So end of life care is a unique production of a formula program for all the people who leave their bodies. Every single person who dies in Bhaktivedanta Hospital receives this end of life care, spiritual care, in a generic manner and respecting the different religious faiths of the given patients. There is a special program for heart patients, because mostly all the heart ailments are lifestyle ailments, lifestyle aberrations causing heart ailments. So special consulting is given to all patients who come for cardiac consultation. So we have Center of Excellence also in spiritual care for cancer patients and for the heart patients. Second of most category of spiritual care is provided to the staff. Patients come here on OPD basis for few hours. When they get admitted, they may be here for a couple of days or a week or sometimes 15 days. So inpatients stay with us 24 hours a day for a couple of days, a week or 15 days. So patients come and go and they share our atmosphere for some time. But the staff come every day for 8 to 9 hours a day, all throughout the week, 6 days a week and all throughout the year. So a lot of spiritual atmosphere, a big part of it depends upon the mentality, mindset, attitude of the staff. So we have special programs for all the staff of variety of nature. Some of them are housekeeping, some of them are security, then nursing staff, then medical staff, then doctors, consultants, variety of staffs, then technicians, pathology, X-ray, ECG, so many variety of staff. All of them have an opportunity to attend 4 prayers at 4 different times at the beginning of their shifts. To be precise, 7 a.m. is the time for morning prayers, 10 a.m. is the time for general shift, 9 to 5 p.m. 2 p.m. is the time for second shift staff and 9 p.m. is the staff timing for prayers for night duty staff. We recite Shikshashtakam prayer and we give purport explanation of one particular verse on one particular day for 5 minutes. At times on different prayers we read from Bhagavad Gita one particular verse and give explanation for 5 minutes. At other times, we read one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam from a particular canto and chapter and give 5 minutes purport to that. So our staff members are daily hearing one Bhagavad Gita shloka with purport and one Srimad Bhagavatam verse and its purport, and everybody knows by full memory the whole Shikshashtakam. They chant Shikshashtakam for 3 minutes and hear the spiritual message before they go on duty. There are weekly programs for each department where spiritual care staff go and have a session of spiritual discussions, which are basic, sometimes advanced, sometimes stories, sometimes some festivals connected with festivals. So there are about 45 programs per week happening in every department in our hospital, which directly there are discussions on spiritual topics. Apart from that, once in a week in the morning there is Srimad Bhagavatam class for staff called Prabhat Jagruti, where 70, 80, 100 staff members who are free to come, available to come, they come to the auditorium and listen to a sadhu narrating stories, discussing spiritual philosophy, and the session lasts for 45 minutes and then there is prasadam to all the people who attend the function. There are question answers at the end of lecture also. So like the temple, the staff members have opportunity to get nourished on spiritual subject matters every week, once in the morning. For staff members, we have staff integration program, which corporate world also organizes. We organize 5 festivals in a year to gather the employees, to have staff integration, to come to a social activity, joining hands together. So we celebrate Janmashtami, we celebrate Ram Navami, we conduct Jagannath Rath Yatra, we have Govardhan Puja, and so on, where all the staff members come together, cook food for the Lord, decorate the Lord, have kirtan, have perform dancing, come to hear the stories of the Lord together. They dress up very beautifully, they come in a very festive, happy mood. So it's a activity where everybody serves the Lord together, keeping the Lord in the center. They celebrate the festival and get also entertainment, good food to eat, togetherness, and spiritual cultivation. There is a special dress code. There are some guidelines about how to dress for the non-uniformed employees. There is a guide, there is a complete guidance and code of conduct. There is complete guidance for how to have uniforms and uniform colors. All the dress code and code of conduct is aimed at creating spiritual atmosphere, creating spiritual vibration, and the dress code and code of conduct is conducive to the spiritual atmosphere which is in the hospital. One of the unique features that we have, most exciting feature, Srila Prabhupada, who is founder of the hospital, his DT is there right in the main lounge when you enter the hospital. And also there are DTs of Prabhupada at different departments. The common DT of Prabhupada travels to all the departments of the hospital. He visits and each and every department once in a year on the occasion of Srila Prabhupada's birthday, which we celebrate on 1st of September, his calendar birthday. On this day and the days around that, Prabhupada visits all the departments, and the department head and department staff, they speak their annual report of their services to Prabhupada. And when the DT of Prabhupada comes to the department, they welcome Srila Prabhupada with garland, flowers, incense, and some food items with love and devotion. And they read out their reports of entire year. This is a very beautiful Very touching and very inspiring activity. Many employees shed tears when they actually speak and communicate to Prabhupada verbally and express their heart of appreciation, gratitude, and they are very happy and feel very personalized experience when they offer their verbal report of their activities throughout the year in His service and in service to the Supreme Lord and in service to the patients. Fourth item is the Department of Education, which is the part of the Department of Spiritual Care. We educate nursing students in spiritual care. We educate postgraduate medical doctors in spiritual care. We educate diploma students of clinical research into spiritual care. There is a special plan for each category. For nursing students, we have daily prayers, Bhagavad Gita recitation. We have an entire textbook which we have designed ourselves, which teaches spiritual care at different levels: beginning spiritual care, middle spiritual care, intense spiritual care, generalized spiritual care, specialized spiritual care. The spiritual care training, bedside training, is given to the students, and the students are inducted into taking different vows and promises to improve their character, their health, and their education. That is called a Sankalp Yajna. They come together once in a year and take some vows which are helpful for them to improve their health, to improve their character, and to improve their spirituality. Another item of Department of Education is doctors and consultant physicians and surgeons. Special retreats are organized exclusively for the doctors and consultant physicians, where they go out together and spend time 2 to 3 days discussing spirituality in spiritually vibrant atmospheres, to holy places, to some retreats and places like Govardhan Eco Village. Spiritual care department also participates into special events of the hospital, which are outreach activities. Like, there is a medical camp for 7 days in a holy place of Maharashtra called Pandharpur, which is the famous holy place of Bombay, India, Maharashtra state, where Lord Vithala resides. Also, a special camp for 2 weeks is conducted into Barsana, the holy place of Radharani, where eye and dental camp is organized once in a year. In these two mega camps, in two different holy places, where people gather in large numbers for their holy visits, the spiritual care department, along with the multiple medical activities provided by the hospital, the staff of spiritual care department, they perform a yajna, a fire sacrifice to please the Lord. They arrange prasadam for the patients and the staff through the kitchen. They perform minimum 12 hours of the singing of the holy names with a group of people all throughout the day, 12 hours a day. Then spiritual care department also organizes twice a day one session of spiritual discourse to all the volunteers, doctors, and staff members who participate in the special events in the holy place. And also the Department of Spiritual Care organizes a yatra, a spiritual pilgrimage to different holy places in that particular area. Spiritual care department also very uniquely organizes many pilgrimages to holy places from the hospital. The patients who are discharged and who are favorable and willing, they participate. The staff members and the family members of the staff, they participate. The doctors and their family members also participate. And all of them, the patients with relatives, the staff with relatives, and doctors with relatives, in number of 300 to 400, they travel annually to a holy place of India like Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, Dwarka, Jaipur, etc., to South India, and spend time together for minimum 4 to 7 days, eating prasadam, hearing stories, visiting the holy places in the company of sincere devotees, listening to the descriptions of the holy places and the stories and the histories behind that. So organizing spiritual pilgrimage is one of the most important, vibrant and successful activities conducted in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, from Bhaktivedanta Hospital to holy places. There is a department of guest reception in the spiritual care department. Essentially, two kinds of guests come. Some of them are visitors. They just come to see the hospitals. They are professionals or they are ISKCON devotees. And the second category of guests are the sick people who are devotees or who are dignitaries or professionals. So for the visitors or as well as the sick devotees or spiritual practicing people, we have a special reception, we have priority appointments, we give personal escorts to visit different OPDs, we provide prasadam to them, lunch and dinner and breakfast, we provide resting place for them, we coordinate for their reports, we dispatch their reports, we keep follow-up, and we try our best to make their medical visit to the hospital a comfortable one, a suitable one, where they are comforted and where they are taken care for the whole day on priority basis. So this is how the spiritual care department functions. Spiritual care is the most essential aspect of health care. The fourth dimension of health is spiritual health. Without providing spiritual care, the medical care, health care is incomplete, as per the definition of the father of health, Dr. Hippocrates. So in a sense, we are the only hospital in the world which has a fully developed department of spiritual care with dedicated staff who are trained, who are compassionate and kind devotees, who are on the job to provide their kindness, compassion and care on behalf of the Lord and the spiritual master, to inspire the patients to get connected with the mercy of the Lord. Along with the expert medical care, they are given opportunity on their bed to connect with the Lord, to understand the Lord. And we are very happy and very proud to tell you on behalf of Srila Prabhupada that over the last 25 years, 1,286 people from the patients, from the staff, from the doctors have taken up active spiritual life, given up all the vices, started chanting, and now most of them are initiated and they are connected with ISKCON Mira Road, ISKCON Juhu and ISKCON Chowpatty. This is the transformation that takes place genuinely, voluntarily, from the bottom of the heart, and it helps the patients, the staff and the doctors to work in an atmosphere which is free from corruption, atmosphere which is filled with purity, atmosphere which is filled with genuine approach, to take their life from miseries to happiness. Essentially, because Bhaktivedanta Hospital is not tolerating any kind of corruption, any kind of malpractices in medical field or in the supportive field. Overall, the atmosphere is very pure. And essentially, the atmosphere of Bhaktivedanta Hospital is a karma-free atmosphere. The genuine doctor and the paramedical staff, they provide genuine spiritual care, genuine medical care. There is no focus on making money as a principle. The principle is to provide care and compassion and best of medical care. So with the cooperation of medical and paramedical fields, there is a great support of spiritual care staff to make the care complete and transform the lives of people from the point of time they come with miseries to a blissful, happy, Krishna-conscious life. And the journey begins with sickness, but journey continues on even after discharge from the hospital, And the patients and the relatives keep coming to the hospital for attending various spiritual functions, festivals, and other programs like spiritual gym that we conduct. And the spiritual gym invites people who are ex-patients, current patients, general society members from the community. They come together and learn to develop spiritual strength, to develop their character and personality, and to progress in spiritual life. So the spiritual care that is provided in Bhaktivedanta Hospital is when the patients are sick, coming for consultation only in OPDs, when the patients are sick and they get admitted for medical illness or for surgical interventions, and the patient, those who get discharged after getting well. All these situations, inpatient situation and discharge situation after discharge, they continually follow spiritual life as per their will voluntarily. And we see two categories of people who are benefited. One category of people, they give up their vices like alcohol, like eating flesh of animals, or taking intoxications, or doing gambling, or many other vices. So due to the association of sincere devotees who are spiritual care assistants and spiritual care givers, they give up their vices and make their life pure. And second category of people who progress further from this freedom from vices, the stage of freedom from vices, and they take up spiritual practices. They take up chanting of the holy name. They take up reading scriptures and hearing lectures. They participate into yatras. They participate into counseling sessions. They come to spiritual gym. And they actually make advancement in spiritual life. And they end up, part of them end up in taking spiritual initiation from spiritual master and becoming active, vibrant devotee and make their life successful. Due to the spiritual atmosphere and the spiritual care available and provided in the hospital, many of our patients have become active spiritual practicing people. Many of the staff members have taken up spiritual life. They have become devotees. And many of the doctors who joined as doctors here, they have taken up spiritual life and now they are full-fledged devotees. We have about 70 initiated devotees as consultant doctors in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Rest all part-timer doctors are very favorable to the atmosphere. Amongst 1,500 employees, 250 are practicing devotees and all others are free from vices of eating meat, drinking alcohol, smoking. Nobody in the hospital atmospheres take any intoxicant, take tea, coffee. They only eat prasadam. They only hear the holy name through the speakers. So the department of spiritual care, the activity of providing spiritual care is transforming the hearts of people. And that is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. Yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayet. Help people by whichever means suitable and voluntarily inspiring people to take up spiritual life and make the life successful, maybe through medical care, maybe through sickness, maybe through health, maybe through maintaining normal health through Ayurveda or Panchakarma, or through allopathy, through any other pathy which are freely available in the hospital. Take up the science of bhakti, science of spiritual life, and make our life successful. Hare Krishna.